An Alaskan writer is telling stories about a part of America that many of us will never see. He grew up in a half-buried Arctic igloo made of sod. He had no electricity, no plumbing, and only the animals around him for food and clothing. His neighbors were Inupiaq Eskimos, and he was an outsider, a white boy in remote Alaska. His name is Seth Canter, and his novel Ordinary Wolves draws on his experiences. He told some more of his story to NPR's Elizabeth Arnold.
Seth Canter is small, spare, shy, and humble, but his appearance and demeanor belie his strength. He's who you want to be with out in the woods. In this age of L.L. Bean and Cabela catalog hunting, he's the real thing. Although he was brought up not to talk about himself, he chose to write about his life. It didn't come easy. It took 12 years, but he stuck with it.
It has to do with my upbringing. One thing is stubbornness and not giving up, but then the other side of my upbringing is maybe not really being able to communicate with people. Didn't really feel that much a part of white culture and always felt like an outsider in native culture. And so I think I wanted to communicate, and writing maybe was my only hope to do that.
Canter writes not just of the cold and the caribou, but the booze and domestic abuse of the closest native village and the harsh impossibility of fitting in anywhere. His writing is direct and honest. He's the child who traveled days on the ice by dog sled to bring pelts to trade in the village, heading back without so much as penny candy. The words flow easily. Canter reads from a passage in which his character, a teenager, is left alone with a fresh-killed moose, and wolves begin to circle.
I peered around nervously. A couple of the dogs whined and tugged at the anchored sled, their feet and noses freezing, their hearts anxious to run toward home and dinner. The rest had curled up, conserving warmth. I longed to go, tented between the companionship of my father, behind on the runners, and the huskies panting faithful in front. "Don't hurry," I mumbled, casual. I glanced down at the gun. Already loneliness was settling like outer space, pushing down the sky.
The novel is part autobiography, part fiction. Canter says he was reluctant to tell his story because of his respect for the land.
I'm very, very protective. I do not want to start a big highway coming in of people, even if they just want to see it, let alone get the big moose antlers. My novel definitely is my attempt to say this is valuable stuff.
How much was fiction?
All the scenes, all the characters, all the dialogue, everything is made up. None of it took place. But the arc of the story follows my life fairly closely.
His father brought him up in the Alaska bush. There was nothing cushy or romantic about it. Animal skin blankets and clothes, mouse droppings in beds and food, hauling water, splitting wood, loneliness and fear. It was his father's experiment in living, but it was Canter's childhood. His novel is a fresh set of eyes on the Alaska landscape, the latest in a long line of writers to describe the harsh beauty of the last frontier. But his voice is quite different. He doesn't exaggerate or idealize.
People are used to these stories of Alaska that are romantic and beautiful and flowing wilderness. And here comes me with, somebody with an assault rifle and a jug of R&R. Right away everybody starts stepping back and saying, "Ho, what's going on here?"
Nor does Canter shy away from the painful clash of white and native, urban and rural.
I don't know. I was shook up when I first went out to college and I was hearing these fairly degrading things about natives. And I was thinking, where have you guys been? People didn't know anything about the sheer generosity of native culture and the hunters and the connection to the land and all that. And it's just upsetting to step into that point where the cultures bump up against each other.
Canter fits in neither world, and Ordinary Wolves is a collage of that tension in his life. His character, Cuttack, tries fiercely as a child to flatten his nose to look more native. Years later, as Canter reads in this passage, he's lost in white urban Anchorage, a homeless teenager at the mall.
At Diamond Mall, I locked my bike to a light pole, pulled the wrinkles out of my jeans, and strode into America. Multiple floors, lights, glass, glitter, invitation as sweet as roses, with price tags and pretty woman scorn waiting to thorn the poor and nonconforming. The mall was an aggregation ground for herds of young people. I moved along, longing for someone to invite me home for soup, the way people in the bush invited a stranger in, though that was beginning to seem as likely as a caribou following me home to bee soup.
Kantner's story is at once both painful and heartwarming. He describes getting beat up in the village as vividly as the embrace and wisdom of an elder who takes him in again and again. He writes of the increasing pressures on the wilderness and wolves, watching with dismay as his own world grows smaller. And he even manages to put words to the utter desperation of displacement, of not looking or feeling like anyone else.
The stun of admitting to being lost whacked into me and put its hands in my guts, and it hurt. All the storms, all the mountains and rivers and hills, and here I was, finally lost, beside a street with a name. I leaned out, watching the ice pulverize. A heavy pull tugged me, like an under-the-ice fishnet set in too much current, to dive, slicing into the waiting pavement, warm and black and deep as forever. Suicide, nowadays, was as Eskimo as hunting. I could finally be one of the people.
Kantner says he has difficulty writing, but whether he's describing a caribou hunt or the toxic high from cleaning fluid, the words ring true and clear. As for his next project, he won't say. Self-promotion isn't a trait that's looked on with favor in the bush. And besides, he says it took him 12 years to write this book, and he's busy with other things.
I like to do everything myself. You know, I sew my own parka, and the wolf ruff on it is I tan my own hides, and all sorts of stuff that anybody with any sense would not be wasting their time on. But I feel this, I don't know whether it's just a requirement or a pride or what, in, you know, making your own sled. And I think anybody, not anybody, but maybe a person more career-oriented would say, holy cow, you know, I've got opportunities for contracts right now. I got to get on the stick. My agent writes to me once a month and says, how about a proposal? Mm. And I'm like, how about, would you like some dried caribou meat?
Seth Kantner's first novel, Ordinary Wolves, is published by Milkweed Editions. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Anchorage.